this guy here defended his dog against a bear. Here's some audio.
Like sounds, Rambo.
Sounds horrifying. What do you mean?
That puppy was going, Sam! That sounds just like Rambo, John Rambo, first one.
Well, John Hickox is on.
See?
I'm sorry, it's Walter.
Walter. We'll call him John anyway.
Just call you John Rambo. Hey, Walter, how are you?
Oh, doing pretty good.
Awesome.
Good. No cuts, scratches, stitches, broken bones?
No stitches, just with some scratches and some rabies shots.
Wow.
They never caught the bear.
Oh. So what happened? Take us through it.
Well, the dogs needed to go outside. They usually bark when they need to go out, and then they run out on the porch, and they clear all the cats off the porch. And then once they clear the porch, I look outside, and I open the gate, let them out. Well, they went and checked the right side
of
the porch.
Wait, hold on. Let's go back now. Your dog will bark and say, I want to go out. And then
you
open the door, and the dog will chase the cats off the porch. How many cats do you have?
There's like two.
Two of them.
Oh, okay.
And they bust out the door, and they got to announce their presence when they walk out the door. So
right.
They chase the cats off the porch.
Okay.
Well, this time it wasn't a cat that they were barking at. It was something was out there, but it wasn't a cat this time. So
two dogs were barking?
Two dogs were barking, and the third one was just a little wussy. She ran and hid under the covers as soon as it started. So
wussy or the smart one?
Exactly, yeah, the smart one.
Yeah, no kidding. She won't go outside now. We can't get her.
I don't blame her.
Though.
Just halt the window and squeeze.
Well, in her mind, she can go, that's where bad things eat dogs.
Right. Try the back door instead.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, you let two or three dogs out? I'm trying to figure.
I was letting all three out, but by the time the third one got through the door frame, the action had already started, and she doubled back.
I can hold it. Yeah.
All three are the same type of dogs.
Exactly. Yeah. Two of them's 12 years old, and the other one's only 6. So the 12-year-olds, they're the ones that were out there in the video barking at the bear.
Okay.
Right, they don't world.
Yep.
And they're all like those they look like little hot dogs.
The wiener dogs.
Yeah, these are mini dachshunds, so they were the smaller version.
Even smaller than the small dog.
Yeah, the cocktail
version. Cocktail weenie, yes.
So cute.
Yeah. A little smoky.
Yep.
All right, so two go out, start barking, one runs in, and where are you and what are you thinking? You thinking they're clearing the cats still?
That they were clear. I thought they were clearing cats until this guy showed his head in the window and on the door. And all I could see him staring at my boy, and I was clapping and screaming, and it didn't distract him.
Wait,
so
you
I
crapped?
Wanted...
Clapping.
Oh, clapping.
Clapping and screaming. Yeah.
I thought you said crapping. I was like, that's what happened to me.
Yeah.
Yes, we agree with you.
When
that's
I saw
exactly
bear.
What you would do. Yeah.
Clapping and crapping.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, all the noise didn't seem to distract him at all, so I figured, well, he's really focused, so I had to get in front of his eyes.
Oh,
and then his eyes were,
wait, so
by the time he lunged, his eyes were passed, and I was already smashing into him. So.
Oh.
Wow. You didn't even have a half a second to think about this. So, Walter, when you heard the barking, you look out the door window, and you see the bear looks in the window at you, or you just see the bear?
No, I don't see the bear until he physically comes on the porch.
Right. Hey, there's a bear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you punch him?
If he had waited about another 15 more seconds, we probably would have been outside in the dark with no protection. So.
Oh, it's dark out. Wow.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why you probably couldn't see him. Black bear, and it's just like.
Yeah, the ninja thing going
just
on.
Just shows, all of a sudden, he's just like through the door. You're like,
That bear's like, every day around this time, breakfast walks out.
Little smokies.
Breakfast is served every day around this time. Little weenies. I love little weenies.
Place. Hillshire Farms over here.
I will tell you, though, the look on that bear's face for that microsecond in the middle of all that was just priceless. I'd give anything to download that out of my head because it just caught his head to the side, looked at me like one of them dogs when you're making a noise. They turn their head sideways.
Oh, he tilts, yeah. Like,
yeah. Yeah, that's what he did to me. I was like, he's looking at me like, what the heck are you screaming about? Let me get by you.
Right. Yeah. I got to get breakfast.
You're in my way.
In my way.
Yeah.
Hey, you're cutting the line here.
Yeah. Right. I've been waiting. Here first.
Yeah.
I've been waiting 15 minutes there.
You get your own smokies.
My card's on the counter. Come on.
Wow. How long did the whole occurrence take?
It felt like about 5 or 7, 10 seconds, but after I looked at the video, it was like over 2 or 3 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I swear time slowed down so slow, and that glance that we got was, I swear, it was like a couple seconds long, but it wasn't right there. You can't see it. It was so fast.
Yeah, but did,
so
did
I must
you
have been in slow mode.
Did you
slow
belt him or anything? Mode. Did you punch him or anything, or did you hit him?
No, I was gonna, but something stopped me. I was afraid I would trigger another mode.
Okay.
I was afraid that if I hit her, and that she would put the .22 away and pull the 12-gauge out, and then
gotcha.
I'd be finished.
Right. Mm.
So I felt like I was wrestling another person. There wasn't no superhuman strength or anything behind it. It just felt like a person with big claws.
Wow.
So
yeah,
there was no huge
brings me
force.
Back to Long Island in the 80s.
Big hairy lady with a manicure.
With nails, yeah.
Big hair.
Wow.
It's actually miraculous. Your first instinct was just dive on top of the dog like it looks like a running back trying to cover his own fumble. Like, you're just like,
I don't
care who's coming down on top of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The thing is, everybody's saying, why did you get down on the ground? Bears, you're supposed to be over top of them. Well, because all the excitement was below my knees, and standing over it wouldn't have done any good. He could have reached between my knees and got the dog.
Yeah.
So that's why I got down on all fours and tried to block that, put the roadblock down at his level and not up above.
Yeah. Well, you didn't distract him by clapping, so then, all right, now it's plan B.
Yeah.
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 So, yeah. Well, plan B was to get in front of his eyes, but he moved too fast and ended up being a plan C right away. That's how I got bit on the shoulders. I guess my shoulder went right into the side of his mouth and then triggered a chomp down.
Luckily, so you're not tasty.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if his teeth went in there? Like, if I'm wrestling something and, like, my mouth goes... Is that lasagna?
You get a good lick.
You know, when you
are done. You're done. I'm licking the porch clean.
Right. You already had a crane for little Smokies. You don't want a substitute.
I'm just saying, if that bear got a little bit of nippy and was like, that's damn tasty.
Right.
Oh, you'd be in trouble.
Oh, man.
Wow, this one tastes
like vodka. I'm going to find some kind of lotion I can put on that tastes nasty.
There you go.
What's your normal diet? Hot dogs, beer.
Mine?
Yeah. What do you normally eat?
What do I normally eat?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Junk food, pizza, lasagna.
Okay.
See?
Okay. Yeah, you should have been tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a convenience store legs.
You eat, right?
You're like Cumberland Farms on legs. There's some family in this aisle.
Yeah. Wow. It's interesting how. When you get into the situation, that stare when you're looking at each other felt like it went on forever, but it was under a second.
Yeah.
It's your adrenaline slows everything down.
It's amazing.
Man, but it took me almost a day to get almost every frame of it back because I remembered more and more throughout the next 2 days of every little detail, right down to where I'm convinced that had nothing to do with me and he just wanted to get by me. When at first it was for me, but now I'm realizing she didn't pull out the big gun, so that she wasn't wanting me.
Yeah.
So
right.
Just wanted breakfast and get out of here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Man, you saved those dogs.
It took about a day before any of this really started to process because I was still in denial of it being real.
So you got bit in the shoulder. What about scratches? Any other injuries?
Yeah, I got a claw mark on the back too. There's plenty. They got pictures of them out there floating around.
Luckily, you got that security camera, so you don't have to like t- tell your wife it was a bear.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to hear the funniest thing, man? My neighbor told me about the bears when we first moved in there a couple months ago, and I said, well, damn, I'm going to have to get my security cameras up. And he looked at me and said, them bears don't care about your cameras.
I'm like, I guess it's true. They don't.
He's right.
If I put a sign on it, they're going to stay away.
Yeah, really.
Put the cameras up because you see where it got there.
Yeah. Surveillance cameras. I can't go over here.
Well, if things went horribly wrong, at least we know what happened to you, Walter.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like Walter left his shoe on the porch. We haven't seen him in days.
Right. You go to the camera.
Just one shoe.
Right. Yeah.
He left his cell phone, his shoe, and his left hand. I don't know.
He got my glasses for a while. I couldn't find my glasses for a minute. I thought I'd lost them things.
Right. Oh, that'd be funny.
Bears wearing glasses.
There's a bear with glasses out in your backyard.
Right, bumping into stuff.
You're like, look, I told you it's the same guy. He's got my glasses.
That bear looks really smart now.
All right, so the dogs are...
I think we both learned a lesson that night, though. I think we did, and the bear did.
Yeah.
So hopefully, when he hears the barking now, he'd be like, "Well, I don't want to go over there now."
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're right.
I don't know their whole psychology and how they think and everything. I did talk to bear psychologists while they were here, explaining what happened. But
wait, what?
Did they just show
they got
up?
Got bear psychologists. Believe me, it's called biologic or some type of division where they. Or they look at the forensics of the attack.
Oh, really?
And they got behavioral specialists that explain that the bite I had on my shoulder wasn't a direct attack bite. It was what they call a diverted aggression, which was targeted at the dog.
Are you kidding me?
Shoulder hit. Yeah.
Passive aggressive. We pay for this?
I didn't know bears had psychiatrists.
It's being passive aggressive.
Picturing a bear on a couch now.
A big couch.
It was lashing out at
you. That's what I said, too. I said, what are you guys, like, freaking prescribe medication to these guys?
Yeah.
Me too.
That's next.
I was behind them in Walmart.
That is something. I didn't even, you don't happen to have that person's number, do you?
Oh, man.
A bear psychologist. I want to talk to that person.
Right. Well,
that's just what I call them because they seem to, you know, I learn a little bit about them. I learn you fight a black bear and you lay down on a brown bear, but I don't care. I fight both of them.
Yeah, you saved your dogs.
Yeah, definitely. And my wife, because there was more wieners inside the house plus another woman. So
right.
There's plenty of fiddles inside the house if he got by me.
How many dogs do you have?
Three.
There was one of the
one that the ran one that right hid. Back in.
Right, the one that rewrapped itself. Yeah,
the smart one.
And then his wife, yeah.
Yeah.
They have the best names, too, like Peter, Piper, Pepper, right? Something like that.
Pickles, Piper, Pepper, and if we ever got a fourth one, it would be Peter.
Nice!
So the bear could have walked out and was like, that's a weird taste in pickle.
Yeah.
I was promised pickle.
Like Peter, Pepper, Peck the Pickle.
Well, this one would have been spicy. He was going after Pepper.
Gotcha. Yeah. little bite to it, yeah.
What a great story, though. I mean, you saved your dogs, man. And you didn't even think for a half a second about it. You just jumped right in, plan A, B, C, and acted in under 3 seconds. And good job, man.
Yeah, man.
Well, let's just say I've kind of been preparing for an animal attack because the last house I lived in, we had a 7-foot alligator on our backyard. And I had to prepare for that. And every time I'd think, well, what would I do? I would jump on the alligator. I'm like, yeah, right. Nuh-uh.
You know,
that's got to be. Yeah. So then it actually happened, and I did it. So apparently my theory was correct. I guess I
instincts.
Did have it in me.
Yeah, they all kicked in.
The alligator, though, man, that's a tough one.
Yeah, it's like a big patch of elbow skin.
that's a tough one.
That would have been probably a little bit more profitable. I would have got a skin out of it or something, you know.
It's a meat. Yeah.
Some gator tail. Yeah.
This is a man here. That would have been better. I would have got some boots and a belt out of that.
That's some good barbecue, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Walter,
they're not as fast as the bear.
No, no.
Really?
Not on land.
They're pretty bitey, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to find out. I know that much. But, man, badass. Walter, thanks for coming on, brother. We appreciate it.
I'm glad you're okay.
Nice job.
No problem, man. It's been great. You guys have been the funnest one so far. Well, everybody else is super scripted. You guys seem more spontaneous.
Well, we drink a lot.
Plus, I don't exactly have a TV face, so the radio thing's been pretty nice.
Walter, you're the best. We might be in touch with you in
the
future.
Really, yeah.
We like you a lot.
Just check in.
Thank you, Walter.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks a lot. You
Thank
guys
you.
Are great.
All right, you're right back at you, man. Nice job. Walter Hickok, Save His Dogs.